You're listening to today's inspirational message on the Proverbs with Kurt Bjorklund.
Proverbs chapter 4 gives us a contrast of two paths. Verse 18, the path of the righteous is like the light of dawn, which shines brighter and brighter until full day. And then verse 19, the way of the wicked is like a deep darkness. They do not know over what they stumble. And so what we'll do this week is simply look at this contrast today. And then in each of the following days, there are four things that we're told basically to guard: our heart, our speech, our eyes, and our feet. And we'll look at each of those in turn. But today, this contrast. And in our day, and probably in any day, it doesn't always seem that the contrast is this clear, that there's light and there's darkness, that there's a righteous on a path and a path for those who basically the Bible here calls wicked, Proverbs calls wicked. And it starts again with this exhortation to getting wisdom. Chapter 4, verse 1, hear, O sons, a father's instruction, and be attentive that you may gain insight. For I give you good precepts. Do not forsake my teaching. And he goes through all of those. Verse 8, prize her highly, speaking of wisdom, and she will exalt you. She will honor you if you embrace her. You could say that the more one exalts wisdom in his or her life, the more wisdom will exalt him or her. But here's what we really see that is interesting, and that is the path of wickedness starts with choices, but it ends with compulsion. Verse 14, do not enter the path of the wicked and do not walk in the way of evil. Avoid it. Do not go in on it. Turn away from it and pass on. So the choice, exhortation, get away from it. But here's the compulsion. Verse 16, for they cannot sleep unless they have done wrong, and they are robbed of sleep unless they have made someone stumble. For they eat the bread of wickedness and they drink the wine of violence. And this isn't just saying there's choices, but that the farther you get into a lifestyle that is apart from wisdom, that is apart from God's ways, the more compulsive it becomes, that you can't sleep until you've acted in ways that are contrary to what God wants. The way of the wicked, verse 19, is like a deep darkness, and they do not know over what they stumble. The MacArthur Study Bible's note on this says, sin can be so blinding that the wicked trip over the obvious like they were walking in pitch darkness. And so the contrast here is between one who basically is walking in the way of instruction and the path is getting lighter and lighter. The longer you walk in the path of righteousness, the more clear it becomes. And the person who is starting with choices and then it gets darker and darker to where they don't even know that they're tripping over it, it becomes compulsive to the point of devastation. So what Proverbs does is it just paints this picture of a stark contrast. Our day, our age, wants you to believe that there isn't that stark of a contrast in our lives, because what we experience is not something where there's this light and darkness. Charles Taylor has written a large book about what he calls human society that wants a society without any divine reference point, that secularism has a goal to create this kind of human society. He calls it exclusive humanism. And he says, what we need to do, according to this, is find ways to create a culture and deal with our problems without rooting our solutions in divine commands, holy books, or religious tradition. And so what we've done is we've made science and social ideals and moorings our new religions. And scientists are our new priests, and secularism wants to force all religious thinking into the private life. But here, what the Proverbs is doing is it's pointing out this reality that there are only two paths that you can be on, and one will be increasingly enlightened and one increasingly dark. and your choices will have long-term implications.
Thanks for joining us here today. There's a lot of great content to explore on Orchard Hill Plus and on the Orchard Hill main feed from the weekend. Have a great day.